You're listening to SBS News.
Combustible aluminium cladding was blamed for a 2014 fire that gutted an apartment building in the inner Melbourne suburb of Docklands. While no one was injured, concerns over the cladding used on thousands of Australian buildings escalated after it was found to be responsible for London's deadly Grenfell apartment block fire in 2017. A month after Grenfell, the Victorian government established a cladding task force to investigate the extent of the use of the material and recommend regulatory changes. As a result of the investigation, the state government is establishing a $600 million fund to remove and replace the flammable material from around 500 buildings. The fund will be overseen by a new body, Cladding Safety Victoria. Premier Daniel Andrews says the undertaking is an enormous job, but not acting on it would risk Victorians' lives.
Each building is different. Each remedy, if you like, will be different as well. No building can ever be completely risk-free, but we will get to an acceptable level of risk through the expenditure of that money.
Of the $600 million fund, the Victorian government will provide $300 million and is asking the federal government to come up with the rest. Mr. Andrews says other jurisdictions in Australia have similar problems, so it requires a national response.
We are clear that a number of other states who face similar challenges to us have been waiting to see what Victoria does, and who knows what their response to our recommendations and our action will be. But we think that this is a national issue. It's an international issue. And to that end, I've written to the Prime Minister today. Richard has written to his counterpart as well, seeking a partnership and asking that this matter be put on the COAG agenda for the next meeting in August.
But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has rejected the proposal, saying it's not a problem for the federal government to solve.
We're not picking up the bill for what is a state responsibility. The problems in relation to cladding have been a product of a failure of compliance and enforcement at a state level. This is a state issue. I mean, it's a fundamental business of state governments to ensure the safety of their buildings, and the Australian people would expect that being a state responsibility, it's carried out appropriately by state governments.
Without Commonwealth assistance, the Victorian government will increase the building permit levy for high-rise construction over 5 years to cover the shortfall. In other states and territories, it will likely be up to property owners to cover the costs of removing and replacing combustible cladding. Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.